be TBD, and we'll deal with it later. But that's
right. And we're going to deal with insurance on all this at one time, because we're going to have to get insurance people and our finance department and our county administrator ginned up on all of this. And it's that's why we didn't specify it for the fuel sales. That's all going to come later. But
Part 141, like tightly regulated type of flight school. I don't know that what I just said addresses that type of enterprise, but the FAA is going to have a lot to say on that anyway.
Is this flight school in a classroom or is it all on
campus? Basically, out of a guy's car. And a lot of these smaller operators basically operate a flight school out of the car. They don't have formal classroom space. The overhead would be too high for them to have formal classroom space.
So where's the county fit in this thing?
You also got to think about a lot of people fly in here, student pilots fly in here, just from somewhere else. They could come from Joe Hudson's airport, or they could come from some little grass airport.
And they're not covered by minimum standards.
And they're not covered.
We can't regulate them.
Right, you can't regulate those. So, you're going to send somebody to Joe Hudson's airport. If you make it too much, then you're going to send somebody to Joe Hudson's or to the grass airport in Selbyville.
So most of it's OJT, right?
Only to the point that the county has exposure. That's where the county would want to have some say over it. If you have that exposure of somebody getting injured out on the ramp, and the typical airplane policy doesn't cover that exposure.
We've been exposed to getting in the plane?
Walking from the plane to the FBO.
Yeah, the person who's on your property.
That happens to anybody, regardless whether it's flight training or anything.
That's right.
So, that's just general. Cover that. So, I don't see what
it's the county. What do you guys are you self-insured for that scenario, or somebody falls
down?
If somebody gets hurt,
that's the county. If the county wants to take the risk and they want to file the claim, if the county wants to file the claim and put it on your insurance policy, then if you want to take that risk, that's the county's decision. You can do that.
Example Jim gave started the policy was a very small business that had the first. My understanding, they didn't have any insurance, and it was a concern.
Well, they had insurance, but they didn't have the insurance that our insurance advisor asked them to have.
So, and then we backed off of it and told them what he had was okay, but it was, the concern that when we were talking about it is that we've got to be fair to the other businesses out here. We're requiring you to have this insurance, and somebody else, comes in a similar business, and we feel like we got to be fair about it. We didn't think so.
That's the other part of minimum standards is we have our grant agreement, and part of that is that we cannot economically discriminate, and that would be economic discrimination that we require. Two different sets of requirements for people doing the same thing.
That's
another purpose of minimum standards.
That kind of insurance is expensive. It's a couple hundred dollars a month.
But again, I'd like to hold off on the insurance until we get to that point, unless it has something to do with the type of aircraft we require or classroom space or something like that. That's going to come later. Unless it does, and we can talk about it, but... So if I have a flight school that wants to operate, obviously they got to have at least one airplane. Do we care how many seats are in it?
Well, I have to have two. But again,
would help.
Yeah, but the FAA regulates that. That's what Gary's initial point was. The flight training is pretty well regulated by the FAA.
Can you reference that in the minimum standard?
I don't think we'd want to because it's and we also we always say you have to meet all applicable state, federal, et cetera. That would cover it. But like I said, in our old minimum standards, we said you have to have at least one 4-seat airplane. Do we want them to have one 4-seat airplane?
I wouldn't think so
because that the guy that with one light sport airplane, that's a 2-seater. He could operate a flight school and.
Yeah, but he can only operate a flight school that's going to get light sport certificates.
Right.
Okay, and a lot of people aren't going to want to be a light sport certificated pilot. They're going to want to be a private pilot or an instrument pilot or a commercial pilot.